Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this rainy Monday morning, August the 7th, 2023, 15 and a half minutes past the hour. And I do want to say, if they're still out there listening, which I think they are, that Abby and her son, Kaysen, are on their way to a big appointment. But I did want to say, you know, I do believe, you know, I can never confirm anything, but since I've lost the ability to talk and I'm just stuttering all the time, you know, I really need help with this show some days, that I believe Kaysen is going to come in and co-host the show with me one morning and straighten me out, because he's a smart and funny kid, and every time I've ever met him, I know he's totally up to the task of coming to the radio station and straightening this whole thing out, and I imagine he'll do that sometime in the very near future before school kicks back up. And he can tell us if he wants to get married. See, we can learn about that. And I think, because Abby has three boys, I believe this will be the second one. Yeah, because I had her oldest son, Luke, on when he was really a top-notch football star with River Valley. And yeah, this would be the second. I don't think I ever have had Kaysen on. So Kaysen will be coming in, and one day maybe we'll get middle son Owen in to do. See, Abby is shocked right now that I just remembered all her kids' names, because I can't remember anything, but I just remembered them all. Luke, Owen, and Kaysen. So Kaysen's going to come in and straighten me out and co-host this show before school starts back up. And we've had Luke on in the past, and one day we're going to have Owen on. Owen's a really good kid, too. I like talking to Owen. So we're going to work this all out, and who knows, Abby might come in. I'm sure she'll have to supervise what's going on those mornings. See? Kaysen would know the correct proper pronunciation in that particular moment. Yeah, she's shocked that I remembered all her kids' names. I'm sorry. I like her kids. I really like them all. They are three good kids. But for some reason, I could never remember their names. I've always remembered Kaysen's name, but the two older ones, for some reason, I would lose their names. I don't know. It's maybe because she's talking about other kids at times that I don't remember. Anyway, the phone lines are open here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Well, where we left off in hour number one was the walk-off on Friday night show, and really, it was not as big a deal as maybe people might have thought it was. But if you were listening Friday night, do you have any thoughts on the walk-off that happened during the Friday night show? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And by the way, if anybody is listening, I know Pastor Craig is a faithful listener. He was actually here during the walk-off, and he can probably give you a better perspective than I can, because, as I said, I was in the facilities when that all kind of happened during the break on Friday night. So 740-383-9944. And, I was talking about marriage in hour number one, and simply just to say, I do not have a fear of marriage. At one point in my life, I thought there was a girl that I might want to marry. That feeling lasted about 15 minutes, and then it passed. But it's not a fear, and maybe one day I will be married if I find somebody I really like, but it's just not. It hasn't happened yet. None of the people I've ever been around, did I ever think, you know, I want to stay with them forever, or at least long enough, longer than 15 minutes, long enough to actually want to act on it. So, there you go. And it is true, as Abby is sending me a message now, that sometimes I do lose her name as well. But you know what? I have to be honest in saying that the kids at school have also lost Abby's name. They called her Amy. So I'm not the only one who has lost her name. You know what I lose with Abby is her last name. Now, I'll tell you why that is. Because, and again, nothing bad here. It's just when I met her, her last name was different than it is now. So sometimes I double check in my mind. I think, well, now what is it? That's all it is. It's nothing bad. It's just, you know, the way it goes. Women have that problem. Men don't. So it's just a different thing. 740-383-9944. Does anybody have anything more to say about... Now, see, she said she just called me a horrible name, and I was trying to be nice as possible there. I'm not saying it has anything to do with anything other than the fact that it was different when I met her. That's all. 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. Any thoughts on marriage? Any thoughts on... Issue 1, which is coming up to vote tomorrow. Is anybody going to go vote? Have you already voted? The Friday night walk-off, if you happen to hear it. What do you think happened? Think it was... I didn't see it as any great big deal. Like I say, it happened 5 minutes before 9 o'clock, and it wasn't that big of an argument, and I think it really just deteriorated into a comedy skit. Really? Is all that it ended up being. So I don't know that it was any great big deal, but we all survived, and we all came back the second hour, and everything was hunky-dory, and the show went right down the tracks, as it always does. 21 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. Now, I do just want to make one point here, and it's my last point on this marriage thing, and it's just because Abby seems to think that I'm full of beans, or possibly a word that I cannot say over the airwaves, because I'm a nice, upstanding person, but, you know, I don't know why it's so hard to believe that there might have been a girl in the past that I would have wanted to marry. I don't know why that's such a leap of faith. I don't think I wanted to marry her for a long time, as I said, or I think I would have done it, but, you know, it's just how it is. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. But it is only one. It was only ever one. And it was not the one who I accidentally got engaged to, which, again, I don't think was my fault either. But, be that as it may, that's where we are. So if anybody's got anything to say, now would be the time to get in. 22 and a half minutes past the hour on this wet, hazy, lazy kind of a Monday morning. 740-383-9944. And again, I am in the studio today. Have an appointment this morning when the show's over. So I thought, hey, the appointment's on this side of town. Why don't I just come over and do the show live in the studio and see what happens. I know everybody wants to do some trivia here, so let's delve into that 23 minutes past the hour. What do we got here? Okay, this is a good category. Name a vehicle that would also be a kid's toy. Now, we've got five answers. Name a vehicle that would also be a kid's toy. Now, remember, we are in the studio today, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name a vehicle that would also be a kid's toy. Five on the list. You know, and I'm thinking that when I was a kid, I probably had most all of these, I would think. Go ahead, caller.
How about a Jeep?
A Jeep. No Jeep on the list, but a good guess. No Jeep on the list, but certainly not a bad guess. Name a vehicle that would also be a kid's toy. Name a vehicle that would also be a kid's toy. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Scott Spears, Interviewer to the Stars, Presidential Impersonators, and Presidential Descendants.
That's right. Line them up.
I'll give a boring, lame answer. A bicycle.
No bicycle on the list.
That's a really good answer. Okay, well, I certainly tried. And Jeep wasn't on the list either. Okay,
nope.
Well, we'll keep trying.
No Jeep, no bicycle. All right, the category here this morning, name a vehicle that would also be a kid's toy. Name a vehicle that would also be a kid's toy. And remember, we are at the studio, 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say a car.
A car. A basic car is not on the list.
Oh, okay.
Okay, thank you. A car is not on the list. A basic car is what I should say. Name a vehicle that would also be a kid's toy. Name a vehicle that would also be a kid's toy. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
It's me again, Scott. I'm going to give you another answer, but could you tell me the last time when I won that pizza at Neighborhood? I think it was around the 1st of July.
I believe so, yeah.
Okay, you would know the date, would you?
I don't have the exact date, but it would have been because we started giving away fare tickets right after that, so it would have been the beginning of July.
Oh, okay, because if I found that Ralph Thacker's address, I want to get that and stuff. But did you find anything out at the sales at Grandview?
You know, I did. I found a big computer monitor. Now, did you go to any of the sales while you were out there?
Oh, no. When I had my sales out there, it was like 30 years ago and stuff. I haven't had a garage sale for years, but, no, we just rode the streets.
They were busy out there, don't you think?
Yeah, but not like they used to be. It used to be you couldn't get a car through there.
Well, were you surprised to see me tooling around on a golf cart?
Yeah, I was looking and stuff and things, and all at once I looked and I thought, well, that's not Scott. And that's why I said Scott.
Yeah. I had a good time out there. We had a good time on weather was beautiful. I ended up finding the big computer monitor, so it was all very good. Now, did you get a chance to listen to Friday Night Show?
No, I didn't get a chance.
Yeah, we'll have to get a take on what happened when the walk-off happened. But did I make the point clear this morning that I am not fearful of marriage, that I just am not interested in being married?
Yeah.
I think I've cleared that all up, don't you think?
Yeah. I think that would be the best thing for most people.
Yeah, I think so, too. And I said... The feeling crossed my bones at one point that, hey, maybe I would want to marry this girl, but thank goodness it only took about 15 minutes, and then it blew on by.
Yeah, what I don't like is, you know, they have kids, and then they, well, always, you know, nothing's the same. Even if you buy a new car 20 years, it's not the same and stuff. And the kids is what I feel sorry for because they get married, then they have another set of kids, and then sometimes a third marriage, and I just, you know... Wait till the kids graduate or whatever, and then, you know, the kids just, that's what's wrong. The kids are just, most of us tore apart. I think that's why they don't have much feelings and stuff anymore.
Well, it could be, but I will say, I've known a lot of people who did get together who brought kids into the marriage and did a tremendous job of making the kids feel as welcome as their own kids, and I think that's nice. I know there's somebody out there listening now who did that. So, I mean, it can happen.
Yeah, I know it can, but most of them that I know, it doesn't. So, you know, and the kids, you know, because they always think that something's wrong with them, you know, that they didn't stay together maybe, but no, it's, I don't know. I don't know what the thing is, because I know... You know, when I was growing up, hardly anybody was ever divorced, and I suppose they just stayed for the kids. I don't know.
You know, honestly, my feeling on divorce is this. I am not against divorce because I believe you can be in a bad marriage, and I don't want anybody to stay in a bad marriage. But I think once you get a certain amount of divorces under your belt, I think maybe there's a problem. And again, it doesn't make you a bad person. I just think that maybe that's not your thing. Like I have learned that it's probably not my thing. I think had I been married, I would probably be divorced many times. So
yeah.
I think that maybe at some point you should just learn that that's not your thing.
Yes, uh-huh.
And then just
really when you get married and say, you know, something happens to somebody, they're in an accident in a wheelchair forever, well, most people will, you know, won't stay. And I know some that's had a, you know, child that's had something, and they get a divorce. Some people just, I don't know, they just,
You know, that's...
Because, of course, everybody's different.
That's very interesting. I have noticed that a lot of times when somebody gets an illness, that will break up not only a marriage, but that will break up a relationship. And I don't think they ever intend it to be that way. I don't think they think in their mind, that's why I don't like this person anymore. But when somebody's not feeling their best, it's hard because they're not out doing things. They're not running around like they normally are. And that's hard on some people.
Yeah, because there was a girl in my hometown, she dated a guy, his dad owned the car lot. And then when she went to college and came back, here the guy she married was in a wheelchair.
Oh.
And I couldn't believe it. And, you know, and stuff and things, because she was very popular and stuff. But and I don't know how mobile he was. I just know he was in a wheelchair and stuff. But you really have to take, you know, that's why you don't know anybody, because... if you really love them and care that much, the little things aren't going to, you know, matter.
Right, but
you know
now,
what I mean.
Now, do you agree with me or Abby here? I believe it takes at least a year to really get to know the person.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think when you meet them, you just know. I don't think that that's true, because I think then everybody you ever dated, you would have married, because why were you dating them if you didn't think they were the one?
Yeah, because I think that's with people going to work now and stuff, we're used to the wife, you know, didn't work years ago. It was just a guy, and you'd always hear about the men running around. Well, now the women are out working too, you know, and there's no difference anymore and stuff and things. It's just, that's what I said, just everything changes. Everybody's morals and just everything's changing from when I was growing up. In fact, in my hometown, I can only remember like one person that I know of divorced, you know.
Well, and I also want to say there are people who will leave when somebody's not feeling well. But conversely, there also are great people who will be right there for you, who will take care of the sick person, who will stand by them and deal with all the hubbub that goes along with them. So my hat's off to those people as well.
Yeah, that's what it is when you get married. That's, you know, they stay forever. That's what the vows are, but they don't do it. So, you take the good with the bad. And they always think there's something green on, well, they said the other side of the fence or something. And then a lot of them find out, not so, maybe three times or so, it's not that way, so.
No, and I think it takes a bit of time. I think when something ends, it obviously ended for a reason. And I think if you start something new, it's exciting, and that's different. And that stays that way for sometimes 6 months, a year, sometimes 2 years. But eventually, you're going to get into a rut like you did with everybody else. It just... that's life. I mean, it's just like when you first start working with somebody, they're exciting, they're new, you've heard all their stuff for the first time. But after a year or two, you know, you've heard it before, and it's not that you don't like them. They're just not maybe as entertaining as they once were. You just have to learn to put up with the person when things aren't all new. That's kind of the way it goes.
Yeah. I mean, unless they do something drastic or something and things, it's just... you know, I guess if you can't take the little stuff, you know, and stuff, just don't get married. Just stay single.
Well,
but,
and that's a big, and this is the only thing I would ever say to people. Nobody gets in a marriage, I don't think, believing that the person's going to cheat on them or the person's going to be violent. So those characteristics develop as time goes on. So you have to be aware of that as well. I mean, you have to look at how people treat other people. That's a good thing to do. Look at how they treat their ex-wives. Look at how they treat their ex-husbands. Look at how they treat people like that.
People.
Yes, and if they aren't treating them well, you know, they're just putting a smokescreen on for you.
Yeah, you just gotta, you know, your parents and stuff tell you, you know, and stuff to watch who you marry and the stuff, but you don't pay attention and stuff, and well, you should, because they've been there. But no, I just always feel sorry for the kids, because if my parents got divorced, I tell you, I don't think I could have taken it. I don't know what I would have done, but I was a very sensitive person, and I couldn't have, and that's what a lot of these kids are. They become, I don't know what it is. I'd probably ended up in the juvenile place or something.
Well,
I think that's what a lot of this is those parents aren't there, they don't get along, or this and that all the time. I don't think I remember my parents ever fussing.
Well, I'll tell
never
you
saying
some,
a word.
You know what? I will tell you something that appalls me, and this is absolutely the truth. When some when a new person comes in who is not the father or mother of the child, and they try to buy the kid, I don't like that at all. Now, spend time with the kid, be nice to the kid. Do all that, but when you start to buy stuff for that kid, and to me, I mean, you can buy stuff for them down the road, but when you're doing that in the beginning, I think you're just trying to buy their love, and with a kid, I don't like that. And every girl I think I've ever dated had kids, and I don't remember ever trying to buy them, and I don't like that. I really think that, and I don't think you should make them call you mom or dad. Because you're not their mom or dad. If they want to call you that, fine. But I don't think you should ever broach it that way, because it just makes things tense. And you know what? If you have to buy them, well, then there's going to be... I tell you what, that relationship's headed for doom.
Yeah, because, you know, the person, our neighbors, they had foster kids. And no matter how those parents treated those kids, they would run away and stuff. And it's like, you know, they were, you know, drank and different stuff. And it's, you know, it's almost no matter how bad your parents are to you, those kids, they want to be with their parents. And I know some, like if somebody gets married, the stepmother wants them to think of them as their mom, and they're not going to. I remember Ann Landers, I think it was last year, Dear Abby or whatever, this person wrote in, I think the one kid was 8 and the one was 12. And I don't know if they weren't doing what she wanted them to do and stuff. And she said, well, you know, these kids have already, you know, what do you call it, connected, or don't know the word and stuff. She said, you're more like the third wheel, you know. When you come in, you can't expect these kids just to change and, you know, and be your way and stuff. They've already got a, you know, had a kind of life together with their parents, so...
No, and you know, sometimes I wish the grandparents would speak up, because a lot of times if a friend speaks up, nobody's going to pay any attention to it. But if you're the mother of somebody who is in something that you think's not going very well, now you don't have to be mean about it, but you should say, hey, listen, you know, maybe this money shouldn't be being spent like this. Have you ever thought what it's going to be like when the money stops? Have you ever thought... I don't know. I just wish people would intervene in a way, because I don't... I think sometimes people get so caught up in what they call love in the beginning of a relationship that they really don't see what's really going on. And a long time, it takes quite a while for those scales to fall from their eyes.
Yeah, because I know some people have been married 3 times and the kids are going through, you know, like 3 marriages. And who could get used to that? You know, one stepmom or stepdad, then the next one, and to me, that's so hard on the kids. If you really care for the kids, I don't know if you hate each other that much, you never should have got married in the first place.
Well, that's true. That's true.
And stuff. To me, it's the kids what matters and stuff and things. But that's just mine on it. But
And one day you might look back and realize what you lost.
I don't think so.
Who knows? I don't know. Depends on the person, I guess.
Yes. Okay. Goodbye.
Thanks. Bye-bye. It's always good to have a conversation like this, because these are things that everybody deals with, and I think that's the important thing. 38 minutes past the hour here. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Go ahead.
It's me, Scott. I will give the answer, trucks.
Oh, truck. Well, what kind of truck?
You mean like a dump truck or some kind of truck?
Dump truck's number one. Yeah, dump truck's number one on the list.
I didn't think that'd be it. I didn't know what kind of truck. Okay.
Yep, dump truck's number one. Dump truck is number one on the list here today. Name a vehicle that would also be a kid's toy. Dump truck, number one on the list here today. Four other big answers, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Dump truck, number one on the list, 39 minutes past the hour. Name a vehicle that would also be a kid's toy. A vehicle that would also be a kid's toy. With about 20 minutes left here today, we've got dump truck at number one. 43 people said dump truck. 4 left to go. Can you reflect back on your childhood days as to what it might be? A vehicle that might also be a kid's toy. Go ahead, caller.
How about a tank, Scott?
A tank? Let's see here. No tank on the list.
Okay.
No tank on the list, but a lot of kids certainly do play Army, so it's certainly not a bad answer. Name a vehicle that would also be a kid's toy. A vehicle that would also be a kid's toy. Dump truck, number one with 43 people, still four other answers on the list. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name a vehicle that would also be a kid's toy. Remember, we are in the studio today. So the number to dial is 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We've got dump truck, but that's the only one. Go ahead, caller.
Let's say a race car.
No race car on the list. No race car on the list here today. Name a vehicle that would also be a kid's toy. A vehicle that would also be a kid's toy. Dump truck, number one on our list today. Go ahead, caller.
Well, for the best answer I can come up with, let's defer to our loyal listener, Sarah. A bus, or maybe a school bus.
No bus on the list.
Okay, well, that wasn't very fair to Sarah, was it?
Well, I don't know if Sarah was polled on this list.
Okay, well, I'll try to think of some better answers. Thank you.
No bus on the list here today. Name a vehicle that would be a kid's toy. A vehicle that would be a kid's toy. Dump truck was number one, and we still have four other answers. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Now this one's got to be on there. A tractor.
A tractor, yes. Tractor is number three on the list. You got it.
Okay.
All right. Tractor is number three on the list today. So tractor is on the list. Name a vehicle that would also be a kid's toy. Dump truck number one, tractor number three. Go ahead, caller.
A dune buggy.
Dune buggy. No dune buggy on the list today.
Oh, that's too bad.
I know, darn it. Isn't that a shame? Did you listen to Friday Night Show?
Part of it.
Were you privy to the walkout?
I was still on the repeat there, but it got too contentious for me.
It was an interesting night, to say the least.
It was certainly very animated.
It certainly was. Hey, thanks for calling.
Goodbye.
No dune buggy on the list here today. Name a vehicle that would also be a kid's toy. A vehicle that would also be a kid's toy. Dump truck number one, tractor number three. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Let's say a motorcycle.
No motorcycle on the list. No motorcycle on the list here today. Name a vehicle that would also be a kid's toy. Dump truck, tractor. Three answers left on the list. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Who's got the answers? Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, you're coming in weak minute. Just hold on.
Okay.
How's that?
That's good.
Yeah, that's better with me, too. Boy, I'm getting confused on the vehicle. When I was a kid, I got an electric train, but when we talk about trains and a vehicle, I think the trains overpower the vehicles and all those things that's caused rail traffic. Well, they got wiped off the track, being an engineer for 20 years. But getting back to the subject, I think if anybody wanted to converse about that Friday night show, it'd be the ones that's involved, and there was three of them, and you know them, and they know them, and they're the ones to be the ones responsible for saying what exactly happened. I listened to it, but it's none of my business, and I think it was just mediocre, and it was just nothing to make a mountain out of a molehill or whatever phase you want to say. So I just thought I'd put my 2 cents worth in.
Well, and I think you're exactly right. I mean, I don't think it was a great big thing. It just happened right before the break, 5 minutes before, and probably on Friday I'll see them all, because Pastor and Matt will be in for the exchange on Friday, and Sean will be in for Friday night show, and I'll ask them again, and we'll just say, okay, well, what, but I guess as a listener, what I'm interested in, not being in the studio, what did you think happened during
well,
that?
Well, I want to tell you something. I want to get some clarification right now. Might as well get it out, because I don't put frosting on my words if you want a true answer. But as far as naming names and stuff, they know the names, and you really pronounced yourself that you don't do that. You can't do that. You aren't allowed to do that and this and that. But I thought maybe it could have been a put-on to get somebody else to call in and stuff. You know how you and Charlie done it all. Well, daggone it, I know the name of that street, but I can't think of it. Maybe three callers we used to call in and say, hey, it was... What makes the show interesting? We have to tattletale on everybody and get every little incident and everything down to a nitty-gritty. That's taken away from the show. The fun show and having the callers and stuff, and all of them, I love the men and the women both. And when I say love, I just love just the word, whatever you want to make out of the word love also. But I just like the atmosphere we used to have, and well, big variety of people called in and stuff, and chit-chat, and maybe get hot once in a while and stuff like that. But that was nothing amounting. But you know the big symbol of it. You wasn't in that restroom that long, because I heard you on the radio.
what happened, maybe for people just tuning in?
Yeah, just down to it. But you can do what you want. You don't have to do it because I introduced it. But I said the people involved know exactly what they said and what they done and how the interference was. And if it was a little bit this and that, hey, they're all good people, man. I like all of them. There is no shameful thing about that at all. So anyhow, that I didn't get the train thing on the trivia, so I'll think of something else. But you know what? Growing up, we didn't have all those things. Can I say one more little thing?
Go right ahead.
Both the grandkids, they're in their 30s, and so when they got their first car, my father, he come out and lived with us, and for a couple of years, he had a car, and I said, Dad, there's one thing you promised me. Give me the keys to your car, and you just let me do all the... He said, you can have them do whatever you want to with them. And I said, oh, I'll just maybe find a buyer and do it. And he said, you do what you want to do, so I give it to the grandson. So that's number one car. So later on, here come a year or two later, here's the granddaughter. She... was in need for a car, so I asked her parents, being our son, you know, I asked him and his wife, and I said, you care if Carol and I buy a car? And they said, well, no. I said, well, we give Silas one. So I said, we'll get her one, okay? So here's the moral of the story. 12 years later, well, there's Hazel, and they was all over there, and I wanted to get a picture. I said, can you kids get the title to your cars? Do you have that or anything, or Stand Together? And they said, yeah. And here come Hazel in a little Jeep, like Lee said, pulled it up there right in front of him. She said, hey, Grandpa, can I get the picture for that? So I thought, man, what a memory, and that stuck with me. So there it goes, how things go down the wire, you know. I just thought I'd throw that in about the Jeep and the little girl. Now, she had one of those electric Jeeps, and I think kids this day and age, they get those big toys like that.
I think so. I still have a nephew who I saw on Saturday who loves to play with the cars and the Jeeps and the trains and all that.
Well, you know what? I just like the kid, and I have a lot of fun with...
All right. Well, I think we might have lost the caller, but always call back in. All right. Name a vehicle that would also be a kid's toy. Dump truck number 1 and tractor number 3 on the list. We still have 3 left to go. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Feel free to call. Go ahead, caller.
Let's say a van, like the Barbie van.
No van on the list.
Oh.
No van on the list here today. Name a vehicle that would also be a kid's toy. We've got dump truck, and we've got tractor. 43 people said dump truck, and 10 people said tractor. But we still have three other answers on the list. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 10 minutes left to go in the broadcast today. Name a vehicle that would also be a kid's toy. Go ahead, caller.
How about the regular old pickup?
No pickup truck on the list.
What was, Friday night, what was the issue they were talking about when
I'm trying to remember. We talked about so much, but I believe when that actually happened, I believe we were back to talking about Harding and should he have a statue, and somehow we got on the Cardinals again, which Sean did not really like, but Pastor likes, and I think Matt's kind of indifferent on it, and I think that was a subject, but as I said, it happened at the end. It did not seem angry, and during the break, I was in the restroom when it was all sorted out. So I know it was left that it was a joke, and if it was a joke, it was a joke, and that's okay. I don't know. I don't want to speak on anybody else's behalf. If somebody wants to come in and give their opinion,
those don't sound like topics that would really be worth getting upset over.
Well, I don't think anybody was.
I thought maybe it was the abortion issue because people get heated, but statues of Marion, there's nothing you're going to do about it. I mean,
well, here's what I think happened. I don't think it was so much about the subject. I think it's because we had covered it many times, and I think it was more of like, well, I don't want to hear about those Cardinals anymore. I think that was kind of where it was. I don't want to talk about that anymore.
Oh, and just got up and walked.
And got, yeah, it certainly wasn't out of anger, which makes me think maybe it was a joke, because when he came back, there was no argument. It wasn't uncomfortable. We continued with the whole second hour, and it never came up again. So, you know, I don't know. All I know is I wish I'd been in the room, because I think Sean said, and like I say, I can't be for sure because I was in the bathroom when it happened. He said it was all just a joke, but I was in the restroom when that conversation happened. So I don't know. If Pastor Craig's out there listening, he can fill us in.
Enlighten us more. Huh?
Enlighten us more. So that, but there was no anger or fighting or anything. It was just, you know, laughter.
No, that's good.
Yeah, so no grudges.
So no pickup, right?
No pickup.
How about a semi?
No semi on the list, but I know a lot of kids who have semis.
Well, let me think.
Keep thinking. 7 minutes left in the broadcast, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Dump truck and tractor, I think, is what we've got so far. Go ahead, caller.
Are you looking for some kind of car, like a sports car, like these Corvettes and stuff?
I'll tell you, there is a car on the list, but it's not a sports car.
Is it like an antique car, an older car?
Not an antique car.
But there is a car, car.
There is a type of car.
Okay.
All right. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name a vehicle that would also be a kid's toy. Dump truck, tractor is what we've got. Dump truck got 43 people, tractor got 10, but there are still three answers on the board, and one of them is a type of car. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 6 minutes left to go in the broadcast. All right, go ahead, caller.
About a Cadillac.
No Cadillac on the list.
Muscle car?
No muscle car.
Okay.
No Cadillac, no muscle car on our list here this morning. Name a vehicle that would also be a kid's toy. A vehicle that would also be a kid's toy. Getting to the 5 minute mark here, 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
How about a convertible?
No convertible on the list. No convertible on the list here today. Name a vehicle that would also be a kid's toy. Dump truck, tractor. Still three to go, and there is a type of car on the list. 740-383-9944. Go ahead.
How about that Duke's car? I don't know what it's called, that Dukes of Hazzard, that car they had.
Yep, no Dukes of Hazzard car.
Okay.
No Dukes of Hazzard car on the list, which I believe was a Dodge Charger, if I'm not mistaken. Name a vehicle that would also be a kid's toy. Dump truck, tractor is what we have. Dump truck got 43 people, and tractor got 10. Three answers left to go, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name a vehicle that would also be a kid's toy. A vehicle that would also be a kid's toy. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, it just popped in my head, man. The pedal car.
Not the pedal car, but a good guess.
Oh, man, gee whiz, okay.
You might have to get up and walk out of the room.
Hey, you know what? Yeah, there's just one little more segment of that. That is the true story, because I heard the whole thing and heard your conversation and heard Sarah's, and she made a statement, and it was a nice statement. And Sarah, if you're out there or anybody else, hooray, hooray for you. You set the table straight, and it was all men Saturday night, and you're the woman that stepped in and did that room go hush. Now, buddy, if you don't want it any better than that, and I can tell the story right there, and I could hear it, and I could see the faces on everybody, and I wasn't even in the room, but that place went hush. And hooray, hooray for Sarah. I told you she'd take you places, that bus that you've never been, and I think so few found out what was the true story. Thanks, Scott.
Thank you. Well, yeah, what I should mention is Sarah did call in after the walk-off happened on Friday night. I believe it was in the second hour. And basically said if Sean needed any backup, she was here for it. So that also happened. Let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Let's try those go-karts. Those kind of, if a tractor was there, let's try a go-kart, like those dune buggy things.
No go-karts on the list.
Okay.
No go-karts on the list here today. 740-383-9944. Under 3 minutes left to go. Name a vehicle that would also be a kid's toy. Dump truck number 1 with 43. Tractor number 3 with 10. Three left to go. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Let's try a car with a battery or electric. Like these kids have those battery cars, I guess electric Teslas.
No battery or electric cars. No battery or electric cars on the list here today. Name a vehicle that could also be a kid's toy. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, the most important thing is when I was a kid, but they had the soapbox derby races going down South Main Street there, and we used to get the wheels, some of them, off of a soapbox derby, and we used to have that as a vehicle and played around with it. But we was little, just about 7 or 8 years old, but still kids.
No soapbox derby on the list, but a good guess.
Okay.
All right, no soapbox derby on the list, but not a bad guess. Name a vehicle that would also be a kid's toy. Dump truck number 1, tractor number 3. This is where we are. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Now this has got to be there. Police car.
Police car. That is the car we were looking for. Police car is number 4 on the list. You got it.
Thank you.
Police car number 4 on the list. Absolutely. 740-383-9944. We can probably get one more guess in this morning. It is 59 minutes past the hour here, WGH Talk Time. Boy, we've covered the waterfront. Go ahead, caller.
Thank you.
What about fire engine?
Absolutely.
Fire engine. Fire engine's number 2 on the list.
Get one more guess in.
Fire engine is number two on the list. Fire truck comes in at number two. So we've got dump truck, fire truck, tractor, police car. One answer left. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And I don't think we're going to get the last answer before the end of the program today. I hope everybody has a great Monday. Stay dry, and I'll be back with you tomorrow. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For legendary talk show host Larry King.
You were hurt when they gave you the 1 year. How did this make you feel when you got the news? 27 years with that company.
Well,